Om Shanti, Chapter 6, Powerful Remembrance at Amrit Vela. Point number 6.1. Heading is, Instead of being Bhagat, make your stage powerful. Detail: When you sit at Amrit Vela, you should become either a point of light or an angel. But you have to do labor to stabilize in this stage. What is the reason for it? However, what tends to happen is that you just look at Baba and you do not change your own form. You try to see Baba as a point of light or as an angel, but without becoming equal to Baba in your stage, you are unable to experience the meeting with him. If you simply look at Baba in his high stage and you yourself do not become equal, then the experience will be the same as that in bhakti, devotion, where the devotees see the idols as having a very high stage and they see themselves as being very low. Because there is love for the Father, there will be temporary happiness, but such souls will not be able to bring about a powerful effect in the atmosphere. So first of all, you should practice how to change your own stage. Only then you will experience a very powerful stage. Point number 6.2. Heading is, Sit out of love, not out of discipline. Detail: When there is the sweet meeting with Baba at Amrit Vela, when there is a heart-to-heart conversation with him, most of the children observe this out of force or out of discipline. The majority is only fulfilling their promise. They are fulfilling a discipline, but they are not fulfilling the system of love. At that time, if you were to come on tour with Bab Dada, you will find that all around there were some amazing scenes. Scenes that would make you smile. If at that time you were to take a film, it would be very entertaining. In trying to please Baba, the children play many games. Some change from being children and they become devotees. And those devotees play a very good game. A game in which they are making Baba like human being who will do something only if he is asked. In bhakti, God is considered to be omnipresent. But the jnani devotees change the supreme soul into a human soul. Now, just consider what is your own pose and position out of these. Check yourself by seeing in the mirror of the knowledge. Each day, you should look at yourself and check to see what is your pose and position. Out of love, all the children adorn Baba regularly. Every day with the garlands of love and remembrance. Copying this activity of yours, the devotees also garland their special favorite deities every day. Every day at Amrit Vela, without fail, those children who are really lost in Baba's love adorn Bab Dada with the best garland of jewels, with the most loveful, purest thoughts, and with the garland of spiritual roses. Bab Dada is always adorned with such garlands that have been presented by all the children. Just as the first task of the devotees is to adorn their favorite deities and to present them with flowers, so too, the knowledgeable and loveful children present to Bab Dada the flower of enthusiasm and high spirits. In return for their love, such loveful children are adorned by Baba multi-million fold with the garlands of love, blessings, and power. Point number 6.3. Decorate yourself with the dress of different titles and with the jewelry of different virtues. Point number 6.3.A. Detail. Do you know the dress and decoration of Amrit Vela? Your children have received a variety of titles from Bab Dada from the whole day, and so the dress is the consciousness of these different titles, and the decoration set is the different virtues. How many different varieties of dress and decoration do you have? As is the dress, so also should be the decoration set. You should constantly remain seated on the seat that is always decorated. Count how many dresses you have. To wear a dress means to be stable in the consciousness of a particular title. Sometimes you can wear a dress of being the world benefactor. Sometimes the dress of being the master almighty authority. And sometimes you can wear the dress of the one who spins the cycle, the Swadarshan Chakradhari. According to the moment and the task, you should wear the appropriate dress. Together with the correct dress, there should also be the decoration of the virtue. Let your hands, your neck, your ears, and your forehead be decorated. On your forehead, you should imbibe the remembrance that I am the embodiment of bliss. This is the chindi that sparkles on your forehead. Around your neck, that is on your lips, let there be such decoration that give bliss. In this way, you will have necklace, a garland around your neck. With your hands, you should perform such actions that stabilize you in becoming the embodiment of bliss. These are the bracelets on your wrists. Through your ears, always listen to those things that make you the embodiment of bliss. These are your earrings. Let your feet take you towards service that you make you the embodiment of bliss. Every step that you take should make you the embodiment of bliss, and it should also inspire others to become the same. This is the decoration of your feet. So, from Amrit Vela, throughout the whole day, you must wear your set of elevated jewelry. Constantly wear your dress of elevated titles and decorate yourself with virtues. Then, just as in the golden age, the maids carry the train of the dress of the world emperor and world empresses. So now, when you stabilize in your stage of dress of the titles, conquerors of Maya and confluence aged self-sovereign, then the five elements and the five vices will carry the train of your dress. They will be subservient to you. Point number 6.3.B. Detail. Just as you wake up at Amrit Vela and decorate the body, in the same way, decorate the soul with all the powers received from the Father. Those who are decorated will become images that can destroy evil. You are the most elevated souls out of the whole world. Are you not? The decoration of the elevated souls is also elevated. Your non-living images are constantly decorated. The images of the Shaktis and Goddesses are portrayed as the decorated images that destroy evil. So every day at Amrit Vela, be a detached observer and decorate your soul. You are the ones who have to put on the decorations. and you have to put them on your own shelves, then you will not fluctuate in any situation, but will remain unshakable. From Amrit Vela onwards, wear your dress of the first number. Baba is only going to take such beautiful adorned brides back with him. He is not going to take anyone else. Those who come first in this competition of remaining with the father will return home with the father. Those who don't remain with the father will not return home with the father either. So, constantly remember this slogan. Constantly keep this tilak on you. I will remain with you and return home with you. Point number 6.4. Heading is Apply different types of tilak. Point number 6.4.1. Heading is Tilak of Victory. Detail. Do you constantly experience yourself to be soul with the tilak of victory? Is the tilak of victory always fixed? Can this tilak be erased? Does Maya sometimes erase it? Each day at Amrit Vela, by having the correct awareness, freshen the tilak of victory. It will remain with you throughout the whole day. It will then be impossible for Maya to influence you. Always refresh this tilak of victory and emerge on your forehead at Amrit Vela. Look at this tilak always on your forehead since Amrit Vela. Don't think that I am always there. No, don't think like that. And if you are there, then check, did you remain victorious throughout the whole day or not? Point number 6.4.2. Heading is Tilak of the Combined Form. Detail. Every morning at Amrit Vela, apply yourself the tilak of the awareness of Brahmin life. Just as the devotees always apply a tilak, so too you apply the tilak of this awareness. Generally, when mothers apply the tilak on their forehead, it is a tilak of accompaniment. A married woman will apply a tilak, whereas a single woman will not apply the tilak. This is a tilak of the accompaniment. A married woman will apply a tilak, whereas a single woman will not apply the tilak. This is a tilak of the accompaniment. So constantly have the awareness of being combined, that is, constantly apply the tilak of the accompaniment. Do you apply the tilak of this awareness every day, or do you forget? Sometimes you forget to apply it and sometimes it is erased. But the company of husband is never forgotten. So constantly keep your companion with you. Always keep the awareness that we are combined. So apply the tilak of the awareness of combined form. Point number 6.4.3. Heading is Tilak of Three Dots. Point number 6.4.3.A. Detail. At Amrit Vela, do you always apply the Tilak of Three Dots to yourself? What is the meaning of Tilak? Tilak of Consciousness. Tilak is also a symbol of the kingdom. At the time of giving the kingdom, when a tilak is applied, it is called Raj Tilak. And in devotion also,
The tilak is applied as a symbol of it, and the symbol of being married and that of fortune is also a tilak. So there is importance of tilak because tilak is also a symbol of awareness. As is the awareness, as will be the stage. If the awareness is elevated, then the stage will also be elevated. If the awareness is waste, then the stage also becomes waste in place of being powerful. So the father has given the tilak of three dots, that is, the tilak of three consciousness, because all are necessary, and to apply all the three dots are easy too. If you say to a little child to put a dot, then he can put, isn't it? So I am the soul. It is the awareness of the self. After that, the awareness of the father. And for doing the elevated actions, the awareness of the drama is also given. Drama is going on and it will be past. What is present now will become past in next moment. Therefore, past is past, full stop. So this becomes the point. Therefore, if all the three consciousness are always there, then the stage is also elevated. Not only the consciousness of the soul, the consciousness of the father is always there with the soul, and the consciousness of the drama is very important with the consciousness of the father. If there is no knowledge of drama, then there will be ups and downs in karma. The knowledge of drama is very important to cross the different situations. Do you not have this experience? What is the awareness at that time? It has to be done like this. Nothing new. If you already know that this is going to happen, then you will not be distracted. Every morning, apply the tilak of the awareness of these three dots to yourself. Then not even a single treasure will be wasted. Every time, every treasure will be accumulated. When at Amrit Vela, you sit and sit in a good stage, then you do a lot of promises in your heart. We will do this, we will do that, we will do wonders. It is a good thing that you create the elevated thoughts. But Bab Dada says that brings all these promises into action. Do not make promises only, but whatever promise you do, bring into thoughts, words and actions.
Point number 6.4.3.B.
Detail. Bab Dada always says that apply the tilak of three dots at Amrit Vela. You are a dot. The father is a dot. And whatever is happening, it is nothing new. And so, full stop is also a dot. To apply the tilak of the three dots means to maintain your awareness. The forehead is the place of consciousness. Therefore, the tilak is also applied on the forehead. To apply the tilak of three dots means to keep in the awareness. Then, throughout the day, you will remain unshakable and immovable. This, why, and what are the only reasons for the upheavals. So the only method to remain unshakable is apply the tilak of three dots at Amrit Vela. Don't forget this. Whenever anything happens, put the full stop immediately. If you do not apply brake in the car at proper time, will it not be harmful? So apply the full stop, the brake on your thoughts as soon as possible. Nothing new. Whatever had to happen, whatever is happening, observe is as a detached observer and continue to move forward. So, Trikaldarshi is the one who
who has the knowledge of the beginning, middle, and end of the world, and with this knowledge, keep yourself safe according to the time. Don't say that this problem was very big. I would have been passed through it if it was small. No matter the problem as much as big may be, but you are the master of all powers. Then who is bigger? In front of you, the master of all powers, the problem is not a problem, but it is a game. This is called Trikaldarshi. The soul who is Trikaldarshi always remains carefree because there is the faith that victory is certain. So every morning at Amritvela, check whether the tilak of the awareness of all the three that you have put on is imperishable. Then Maya will not have the courage throughout the whole day to try and rub it off. To be an embodiment of the awareness of all three means to be an embodiment of power. This tilak is power. Your form of power will destroy any wasteful form of Maya that comes in front of you. Then the five forms of Maya will become your five servants and your transformed form will be visible. Point number 6.4.4. Heading is Tilak of Master Almighty Authority. Detail. At Amritvela, apply to yourself the tilak of the Master Almighty Authority, the dot of sovereignty. If throughout the entire day you always keep this tilak with you, then Maya will not threaten you. The tilak is the sign of your victory. Point number 6.4.5. Heading is Tilak of Consciousness. Detail. According to their discipline, devotees or those who decorate the idols apply a tilak on their forehead after the first bathing or washing. So, in the same way, at Amritvela, you bath yourself in knowledge and decorate yourself with knowledge. And so, you should also give yourself the tilak of this consciousness. However, at Amritvela, you forget to give yourself this tilak of consciousness. If someone puts a tilak on you, you wipe it off. Many have the habit of rubbing their forehead and wiping off the tilak. One moment, a tilak would be applied and the next moment, they would rub it off. It is the same here. Some forget to put on a tilak and others put it on and then rub it off. They do both the task of applying it and then rubbing it off. So, constantly keep with you all the times of the tilak of the consciousness given at Amritvela. The decoration of being a yogi will constantly be visible on your forehead. Point number 6.4.6. Heading is Tilak of Success. Detail. Each day at Amritvela, Baba, the bestower of fortune, puts the tilak of success on the forehead of the obedient children. Baba goes on tour every day. He goes to all service centers to put the dots of success on the forehead of obedient children.
But if the children are asleep, then that is their mistake. At the festival of Diwali, a flame is lit at each and every place. Cleaning is also carried out. There are cleanliness and light, and then there is the invocation of Lakshmi.
There is the invocation of Lakshmi,
whereas here you invoke the creator of Lakshmi. So sit with the flame ignited with cleanliness, and then Baba will come.
Point number 6.5. Heading is Claim all the blessings from Father.
Point number 6.5.1. Heading is Be worthy to claim blessings from Father. Detail. From Amrit Vela, Bap Dada remembers in particular the children who have a special courage and enthusiasm, and at that time he gives them special power. You should consider yourself to be worthy and claim the power that Baba gives at this time, and you will have many good experiences. Each day at Amrit Vela, Baba gives blessings. If every day you continue to take these blessings, then weakness can never come. However, the soul has to be worthy to claim these blessings. It is simply by having love for Baba that the soul becomes worthy of taking all blessings. Point number 6.5.2. Heading is Bring the blessings in your awareness since Amrit Vela. Detail. Whatever blessings you receive by the Father, repeatedly remember those blessings from your heart at Amrit Vela and in your Karma Yogi stage. Then these blessings will become permanent. Don't become disheartened. You have received the blessing. What constantly sparkles in the center of physical eyes? What sparkles in the center of everyone's eyes? A point sparkles, does it not? So, it is the point in your eyes constantly sparkling. Or, does it sparkle only sometimes? It is constant, is it not? In the same way, constantly keep Father the point in your eyes. You are able to do this, are you not? Is it difficult? Is it not difficult? Is it easy? So, just as the physical point is constant, in the same way, let the Father, the point, also be constantly merged in your eyes. Have you merged him? Is this difficult? It is easy, isn't it? If the Father, the point is constantly merged in your eyes, then your eyes cannot be attracted to anything else. You will become free from labor. Your vision will not go in any other direction. You will become completely safe. No matter what happens, let the Father, the point, be constantly merged in your eyes. If he is constantly merged in your eyes, then it will only be he who is constantly merged in your heart. Point number 6.6. Heading is Experience all relationships with Baba. Point number 6.6.1. Heading is The Innocent Lord Baba. Detail. Specially at Amrit Vela, Bap Dada is the bestower for the children, and in order to celebrate a meeting, he adopts a form of love of all relationships and also the form of the Innocent Lord of all treasures, who fills the aprons of the children with all treasures. At that time, you can do whatever you want with the Father. If you want to persuade him, cajole him, fulfill a relationship with him, or experience an easy method, you can easily attain all these methods and the success of that. You can easily attain the treasures of attainment and also the bestower who bestows everything. The mines of all virtues and all powers
are open for the children. Point number 6.6.2 heading is Experience happiness in every relationship
and become the destroyer of attachment.
Detail: Have you made the father belong to you in all relationships? Not just in the relationship of the father, but you now belong to him in all relationships. To make him belong to you means that you belong to him. So, all your relationships are only with the one father and none other. What special virtue should be seen in those who have all the relationships with the one father? They are constantly free from attachment. When you have no attachment and are not subservient to anyone, you cannot be defeated by Maya. To become the destroyer of attachment in this way means to be a constant embodiment of remembrance. Each day at Amrit Vela, remain aware that you will experience the happiness of all relationships with Bab Dada and donate that to all souls. Experience the happiness of having all relationships with the Father. Become one who has the right to the happiness of having all relationships with Baba and make others the same. Those who have a right to this relationship will always move along with the Father as their companion. Whatever work you do, you should not remember your physical companion, but should remember Bab Dada. After all, Bab Dada is your true friend. Therefore, stay in the company of this companion and you will easily become detached from everyone else and loved by all. When you love the Father alone, you are able to become a destroyer of all attachments. Point number 6.6.3 heading is If you deprive yourself of experiencing even one relationship, then you remain deprived throughout the cycle. Detail: What is the reason that the flag of victory does not fly constantly or at the right time? What is the reason that the flag that you hoist at functions does not fly at the right time? It is because you do not rehearse beforehand. The main thing you need in order to fly the flag of victory is realization. Start the realization course at Amrit Vela. All of you speak of all these things, but it is one thing to speak about something and another thing to realize it, to experience it. There is a difference in this. It is one thing to hear or say that you have all relationships with the Father. However, if you were to remain absorbed in the experience of or attainment of each relationship, you would easily remain beyond that atmosphere of the old world. You would then experience a different relationship for each task you carry out, and on the basis of the cooperation you received from each of those relationships, you would remain in that experience of constant yoga. To have yoga means to take cooperation from the Father and experience the different relationships with the Father at every moment. Why do you not become such easy and constant yogis? Baba is bound to fulfill his duty of any relationship at any moment. Since Baba is giving his companionship, why do those who should take it not take it? Experience how taking cooperation is also a form of yoga. Have you experienced what the relationship with the Father is? What the relationship with the Mother is? What the relationship with your closest friend is? And what the experience of the constant company of the bridegroom is? If you deprive yourself of experience even one relationship, then you remain deprived throughout the cycle, because This is the only time of the cycle when you can receive the minds of all experiences. If not now, then never. So examine yourself to see which relationship you have been unable to experience. Point number 6.7. Heading is Use Your Divine Intellect. Point number 6.7.1. Heading is Make Practice of Using the Divine Intellect.
Detail.
All of you children have received the gift of a divine intellect from Bap Dada. Everyone has been given this gift, but it depends on each one how much they use it. This gift is a very powerful and easy lift. You can reach wherever you want to within a second. This lift can go to all three worlds. As soon as you switch on your awareness, you can reach there within a second. By taking this lift, you can stabilize in whatever world you want to for as long as you want to. The special way to use this lift is to be careful to set your switch accurately at Amrit Vela so that it continues to work automatically throughout the day. You know how to set your switch, do you not? Have you been practicing this very well? The lift of your divine intellect doesn't get stuck anywhere throughout the day, does it? The lift of the present confluence age is the lift of a divine intellect. It can be received at confluence age only. Point number 6.7.2.
Heading is
Do the practice of a spiritual drill. Detail. At Amrit Vela, have the special practice of having incarnated. Sometimes, consider yourself to be a bodiless resident of Paramdham or that you have incarnated in the avyakt form, and sometimes, consider yourself to be incorporeal. You should practice having these three stages in such a way that it feels like you are going one room to another. So, at Amrit Vela, there should be the special experience of claiming the blessing of being bodiless. Do such practice that wherever you want to take your intellect, it gets stabilized there. You created the thought and it got stabilized. Always do this spiritual drill by your intellect. Whenever you wish, become a resident of soul world. Whenever you wish, become the angel of subtle world. Whenever you wish, become a karma yogi with the help of corporeal sense organs. This is said to control the thought power. Thoughts are the creation and you are the creator of that. As long as you need a thought, it should remain with you. Wherever fix your intellect, it should be fixed there. This is said one with all rights. However, the practice of this is less. Therefore, do this practice, make your program by yourself, and check too that as much as time you fixed for one stage, did you remain on that stage from same amount of time? Point number 6.7.3. Heading is Check and correct the divine intellect at Amrit Vela.
Detail.
Your flying vehicle of divine intellect is powerful. Is it not? You just have to know how to use it. You need the facility of the rewind elevator directions of Bap Dada. Nowadays, instead of just refined fuel, you even have double refined fuel. So this is the double refined facility of Bap Dada. What would happen if there is the slightest rubbish of the influence of your own dictates or the dictates of others? Would you go up above or would you come down? Therefore, check. Do you always have double refined petrol in the flying vehicle of the intellect? No rubbish comes in between, does it? Otherwise, this flying vehicle is one that gives constant happiness. There can never be any accidents in the golden age because you have the elevated reward there for your elevated actions. There are no such actions performed for which you have to experience sorrow as a result of the suffering of karma. In the same way, the confluence-aged godly gift of the divine intellect is always free from any sorrow or deception. Those who have a divine intellect can never be deceived. They cannot experience sorrow. They are always safe. They are free from the calamities. They are free from the calamities. Therefore, know the importance of this godly gift and constantly keep this gift with you. Did you understand the importance of this gift? Have all of you received this gift? Or have some of you been left out? All of you have received it, have you not? It depends on you whether you know how to look after it or not. Always check this at Amrit Vela. If there is the slightest weakness, then by putting that right at Amrit Vela, the whole day remain powerful. If you are unable to put it right yourself, then get it done by someone else. However, put it right at Amrit Vela. Point number 6.7.4. Become powerful by the power of churning. Detail. At Amrit Vela, if you remember one title in the memory every day and keep churning this title, then with this power of churning, your intellect will remain always powerful. A powerful intellect cannot be invaded by Maya. That means the soul cannot be overpowered by anyone. So the main reason is the weakness of the intellect, and the solution to finish the weakness is the power of churning. Om Shanti.